Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joe, I went out to Mark Light on Saturday night. Got to tell you, man, those milkshakes, they still hit the spot, man.
They offered them to me, but I took the cold beer instead, Woody.
Because you're a health man.
I'm a health nut. Yeah.
You went to Mark Light. You had to shake.
I did. Yeah,
that's
love Mark Light.
Mm-hmm.
They are good, huh? Right.
Oh yeah,
they're everything.
Right. Yes, they were very good. And they have this like you can order on your phone now, and they text you when it's ready, so you don't have to stand in line. Line was long, by the way. It was like snaked around the whole thing.
They've got something nice with that baseball team. They've got a nice little fan base there.
It's a good atmosphere.
It's a good event, especially for Coral Gables people. Yeah.
Yeah,
baseball is actually a good event.
The
food is phenomenal.
Food is good there. You're right. The food is there. And by the way, upstairs where the on top of the dugout there, where the AD and the coach and his family are, they got special food with cold beer.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
That's how where you sit.
Yes.
Okay.
Matter of fact, tell them I'm coming.
I'm making arrangements for you.
I just wanted to see your face, man.
We do have I was fine. Cam gave me great seats again. We were fine. We do have the Heat tickets to give away. Speaking of seats to games.
For the Portland game coming up.
The Portland game,
yeah.
Yes. On March 29th. That's 11 days
from
today.
Are we starting today to do it or no?
Yeah, we have tickets today. However you want to do this. It's
okay,
listen,
I'll tell you what.
No,
I thought about this. This is a good one, and I'm going to get going on it right now, if you don't mind. In honor of Duncan Robinson, who outside of Bam hitting that crazy shot last night for the win.
We're going to take caller 30?
No. Duncan Robinson hit 7 threes last night. In honor of Duncan Robinson, 30-point game. I'm going caller number 7. Caller number 7 for a pair of tickets. Are you all right with that?
This is why they pay you the big bucks, bro.
Creativity.
Yep. You're an outside-the-box type of guy.
I got to tell you, after old Softy over here accusing everybody of being soft on that damn team, I had to jump up and do something.
I got to tell
put a blitz package in or something
it's
here.
It's funny because he got you because you came in here afterwards and you were like a little riled up about that whole thing.
How do we win
11 games? We're soft.
How do you win 11 games and you're –
He got you.
But he is right about one thing. He is right. And when you come out with something that's just pure.
No. People agree with him. We'll get to the I got to do
short
this contest
yardage,
in a second. But
short yardage and goal line.
People agree with him.
That's fine.
I mean.
He's not completely off base, but like.
But to say every guy on the team is soft.
No, you're just a soft team. No, I didn't say every guy. Jalen Ramsey's not soft.
Part of the culture.
So it is, actually.
I would agree with you.
So can you be that fast?
Country Club Miami Gardens.
This team is – well, that if you're saying that has to do with practices and getting ready, then that maybe – then
I'm sure Vic Fangio would agree with me.
He would.
Yep.
I would agree if you're going to go that route
Country
today.
Country Club Miami Gardens.
If that's going to be your take, but
– It is. 11-win team, and you should be proud that you're an 11-win team. But when you play those tough physical teams, when you play Tennessee, when you play Baltimore – when you play Pittsburgh.
Tennessee didn't beat us on toughness.
I know, but it was a factor.
Well, no, you can't throw Tennessee in.
I'm just saying, that's the style. I'm talking about the style.
With 5 minutes left, giving up 2 touchdowns?
I mean, they're going to punch you in the mouth.
That was no punching in the mouth. That was throwing outs, and we don't have the sideline covered.
Yeah.
They're running out of bounds. They're taking off dump passes, running for 30 yards. You has nothing to do
you
with.
You couldn't finish him, Joe. You had him up against the ropes. You couldn't finish him.
So is this physical or mental physical? Like which way are you going on that game?
I'm going physical.
Two touchdown lead with 5 minutes left.
That was the only game they faltered like that. So I can't even disrespect
that ended up being
like
the biggest game of the year, though. That was all about home field right there.
That was the game that ruined your season. Absolutely no question about it. But Philadelphia, Kansas City, and I'm talking. Yeah, these are some of Buffalo. Those are all teams that they punked you. They really punked you. Even you know, I know you hate when I say Tennessee, but the style is what
I'm
talking about.
If you want to stick with Baltimore and Buffalo, I understand
Buffalo,
that.
Tennessee.
But I will tell you, there are no two quarterbacks that play better against the Miami Dolphins than those two. As in, each one of those guys, if I'm not mistaken, both have a perfect quarterback rating twice.
Yes.
Each guy's got one twice. What is it, 158.3? Whatever it is.
Yep.
Unknown to mankind. A lot of teams don't have them in a decade, one of those games. Those guys each own a couple against us.
I think Tyrod Taylor had a per – no, was it Geno Smith?
No,
somebody?
Tyrod Taylor went for 600-plus yards and lost the game. They set a record offensively in the Matt Moore-Tyrod Taylor shootout. But Tyrod Taylor's beating the Dolphins, too, down at Hard Rock.
No, one of these Miami-based quarterbacks. I think it might be Geno Smith or somebody else.
Geno got us with the Jets.
The perfect passer rating.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, somebody really mediocre.
Geno did guess, and by the way, Geno saved Sexy Rexy's job because they're about ready to can him, and they came down and carried him off the field, beating us.
I don't mean to interrupt you guys. We did get a winner on the tickets. Congratulations to George from Sunrise.
George, way to go.
Yeah, he was pumped up, man. He was really excited.
George from Sunrise, thank you,
Everybody
brother.
Should be pumped up for free stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, George.
Omar gets free tickets to the Heat. He's casual about it.
Hey,
he gets
listen,
so many of them.
Listen, you just make sure my tickets for this weekend are good, okay? We're going to
a
concert
together. We're going to see Drake?
Yes, sir. Right. That's
who got the tickets for that?
Not you.
You don't want to
you're
come,
out,
you
bro.
You want to come with us?
Hey, no, out. But my daughters were asking.
Oh, wow.
I hate getting tickets for.
I might be able to work a trade with you.
I hate trying to get tickets late.
You can't. I've been on this for about 3 weeks now.
See, here's the problem, though. Yeah. If Joe goes and asks, they're going to give him Omar's tickets.
Which is probably true, probably accurate. Yeah.
If you ask for four, they're going to give him mine.
Does this go back to that white-black slot guy thing? You don't have to worry. I'm not going to concerts. Matter of fact, the wife's all over me about not going to concerts. Oh, my God. I don't know. Like.
She wants to or she doesn't want
does,
to?
She like,
does.
She loves to go to concerts.
Oh. See? Mm. Yeah, you got to do what the wife wants, Joe. That's how you keep them happy.
Thanks. Thank you.
Not that I would know that. Not that I would know that.
Joe spent the weekend watching golf. That didn't go over so well, apparently.
No.
And it's a big 2 weeks for him to be out of the house, too. He's got the tennis tournament in town.
Is it this week?
Yeah.
Oh, today? Damn.
Today?
It snuck up on you, huh?
Oh, man.
Because none of the stars are playing. It snuck up on you.
Will you stop? I was waiting for you to say
Joe's
something.
Like, there's some really great 16-year-olds playing in this.
Damn.
You got to get out there.
Actually,
and watch.
There is a 16-year-old that's playing in this tournament. They're calling the next superstar of the game. He's going to be here for this. They gave him to get him in the tournament. Mm. So I'm looking forward to him playing potentially today.
Okay.
But let's. Before you start ripping it, and I get it, Fed and Jokic and Nadal are—they're done. They're not. You heard Joker decided not to come down here and play
after the tournament already started.
Yeah, after
right?
the tournament, he pulled
a Messi.
No, you know what? He pulled a Djokovic. Why people were cheering for him to lose a friggin'. When was the last time a guy was as good? He's the greatest player to ever play the game. He's gotten to that point with all the majors he's won, and people are cheering for 150 in the world. Everybody's cheering for that guy to lose. Usually people don't like the number one player to lose in a tournament. They don't want Nadal and Federer. They're never cheering against those guys, the whole place.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to play down here. His feelings are hurt.
I kind of buy that, but nah.
I don't know.
Money is money.
But listen, there are some great young players. Medvedev, center, Alcaraz, who won yesterday, last night actually, was a good match. There's a lot. Zverev's coming on again, the big German.
I definitely want to go because I know.
Look at Omar. I didn't take much to get Omar.
I know.
To go.
He'll go to anything.
No, I won't. Don't do that. I won't go.
Could you bring a date to that, or is that kind
of? Oh, absolutely. That's definitely date territory. Yeah.
You'll score big doing that, man.
Oh, absolutely. You just got to.
There's always a reason in it for him. He's not a true tennis fan. Like, you don't want to go out there and watch them play. And, he might be out on the pickleball courts watching the pickleball.
That food area downstairs. Oh,
by the way.
It's nice.
Can I tell you another one? And I'm not taking.
Did you see the pickleball?
What?
When you went out there, they got the pro pickleballs out there this year because the tennis is, you know.
I'll tell you all about it.
Pro pickleballers?
Yeah, they brought it out to the tournament this year.
It's sad that tennis has to bring out pickleball.
Honestly, it's sad. Pickleball has to share with tennis.
How about Jack Sock giving up his career to be the pickleball king?
Is he playing pickleball now?
Yes.
Instead of tennis?
Yes.
Wow, that must really bother you.
Aren't like people like LeBron buying into pickleball leagues now?
Yeah, all of them. Brady, all of them are.
Yeah.
Why'd you guys? Well,
next sport.
Why bring that up, man?
Joe was so bummed out he missed his picture with Jack Sock. Guy walks by. Joe talks to him first. He says, should I have gotten a picture with him? I go, Joe, I really don't know
who
that is.
You know what? That's made up. That's what that is. Just decide. You know what? All right, we got to go to break. We got other stuff to get to. You always got to ruin the moment, man. You always got to ruin it.
That's what his wife says.
I think she does. I'd love to know. I'd love to know. But I think you're onto something there, Omar. Hey, I'll tell you what, though. I was telling Woody about this, too, because he may need Atlantic Men's Clinic. Nothing wrong with it. ED and low T. They're first cousins, and they are close, man. And if your energy level is way down, you find yourself constantly tired, not feeling like doing anything. You're just like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm always tired. Well, you probably have low T. But with low T comes low sex drive as well. And if your sex drive is gone, now you got a serious problem. The low T is one thing. The ED is a whole different problem. We're talking about affecting relationships. We're talking about some serious, serious stuff. And the problem is I got great news. Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it like that. I'm telling you right now, great results. Great results for you. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. I didn't believe it 6 months ago. I went in there going, they're just going to give me this blue pill and tell me I'm fine. And no, man. They put me on a great program. They police the program. They keep an eye on it to make sure your levels and you're doing everything right. Man, I can't say enough great things about going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They are just that good. Schedule a consultation at Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. We've got 6 locations throughout South Florida. I go to the Plantation one. But I got to tell you something. If you're going through this right now, and you're not happy, and nobody's happy, and I understand you can't tell anybody about it, just call Atlantic Men's Clinic, please. 877-455-7300. I'm talking firsthand the difference they made for me, and I know they can do it for you. Whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, it doesn't matter. It happens. But Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
.com today.
Time for a weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is now moved up 2 degrees to 79 degrees. There is still a 24% chance of rain. Joe, back to you.
No rain today, bro. I need the rain. I have nothing against rain now because I know it's needed.
You'll be going to watch that 16-year-old tennis player, so.
I forgot the name, too.
Oh, I totally forgot you. You can't hand rain today, huh, Joe?
No, because that will mess up.
24%. You're good.
You taking your wife?
No, I'm going.
Solo dolo?
This is mostly solo.
Mrs. Rose would enjoy going to tennis.
I'm not going all the way home and get her and come back. No.
Call her Uber.
What he's not saying, she won't go until like Saturday night when it's like a prime match. Like Joe is going to go peruse the side courts.
I'm not taking shots at my wife saying she's high end because she could be in the car right now. She wants to be on the nice court.
Yeah, okay.
Knowing players she knows down there.
Okay. All right.
I got to tell you a funny story.
You should deliver that for her, Joe.
So people like to go. There are a lot of people like to go Friday, Saturday night because the atmosphere is phenomenal.
Yeah,
there's music going.
Yeah.
There's beautiful people. There's food and drinks. There's bars overlooking. I mean,
I want to be there.
No, it's great. And so she liked all that stuff. So we went with Bo and Mary. And so we're sitting there with them at the match. And so we're sitting down. You know, it's a big crowd. It's Medvedev playing. Big match, you know. And Medvedev's one of the best players, tall Russian, really good player. He lost the finals yesterday. So Bo looks at me and goes, is this guy any good? I go, yeah. So I'm just guessing. And we only stayed a little while. Then we went out, had some drinks, and we're laughing and walking around at all the different stuff. But, yeah, it's a great atmosphere.
Bo's not a tennis guy?
No.
He's more of an F1 guy, right?
Yeah, you know what? He is an F1 guy. He does go to that F1.
You'll be hooked. If you went one day, you'd be hooked.
Listen, man. There's a lot of people like F1.
Yes.
I'm just not one.
You just need to be open to trying new sports. I feel like with you, it's like you're just tennis and baseball, and that's it.
You're a clown. I am open to every sport. Every sport.
You haven't opened your heart to F1. You have not given it a fair chance.
You want to go to the F1? Omar, are you a...
Yeah.
Have you been?
Yeah. Yes, I've been. I've been.
Talk about watching. Big events.
You like looking at you people watching, though. You went for the people watching.
I'm always people watching, Joe.
It is a good-looking event.
That's the thing.
It's like all the great athletes will be there. That picture, everybody'd want to be in that picture.
Everybody wants an Instagram picture.
Tom Brady and Michael.
Yeah, everybody wants an Instagram picture. Everybody
who's over there.
And that's the one thing I love about Steve Ross and Tom Garfinkel. They've always created events. It's not, and those things are phenomenal for the city. We are an event town, man. And if women can show up and dress up for it,
they're
like all on board.
I don't disagree with that.
And then they give
them
the most accurate thing I agree with. They give
them
a nice little interview, little Instagram backdrop for the Miami Open, and the women just take pictures, and it's everywhere. That's how we do it.
So the picture you're talking about, it's Lewis Hamilton, Michael Jordan, David Beckham, and Tom Brady.
Woo! Who's who?
That's pretty big.
Who's the biggest name in there?
MJ.
One guy.
MJ?
Followed by Brady.
Okay.
Followed by Beckham.
Okay.
And followed by Lewis Hamilton. Is that
fair?
No.
Hold on. Are we not putting Beckham up there?
No.
No?
David Beckham's really famous, man.
He is famous, but mostly because he's good looking. Everybody's wife wants to bang him.
Okay, but Lewis Hamilton is not that kind of famous, at least here.
I think Lewis does just fine with the ladies. Don't worry about Lewis.
What car does he drive?
He just can't win anymore. Well, he's jumping to Mercedes, isn't he?
No. He's not. He's with Mercedes.
Oh, he's
now.
With he's Mercedes jumping,
you were
out.
Close, so that's fair enough.
Which one is he going to?
Ferrari,
yeah. Okay.
This guy, no. I give this guy credit. He's got the book.
It's not even that. So if you watch the show on Netflix, Drive to Survive, the F1 show, it's really good.
I hear that.
Really, really good.
I haven't had a chance to even see the Patriot Way where they're ripping each other. That's what I want to see.
That's a shame because you watched 9 hours of golf yesterday. You couldn't squeeze that in there.
Did you really watch 9 hours of golf?
I did watch a lot, man. I overdosed on Scottie Scheffler yesterday.
Oh.
How did Xander Schauffele do?
I guess after you butchered his name the whole week, it's Schauffele.
How did he do? Did he?
Xander Schauffele.
I thought Rory was in the lead. Rory didn't.
Oh, God. He had five or six balls in the water. He looked like he had a 20 handicap sometimes yesterday and the day before. He had a rough one. He did. He jumped off. Yeah, I watch way too much. I'm sitting there breaking down what happened. Do you watch golf at all?
No, refuse to.
Tennis? Can you watch tennis
on
TV?
Yes, I can absolutely watch tennis, but I prefer the women. Just personal preference.
Is it because you're staring at how good they look, or you're watching how their skill set?
The skill set. I don't
you like Coco.
I don't find one serve tennis match. I like a volley. I like a rally.
She doesn't watch tennis on TV.
I do watch tennis on TV. I would
ask you to name like two women tennis players, but I don't think you could do it. So I don't want to put you on the spot here outside of Coco Gauff, who Joe just named.
Damn. Why you got to take a...
Well, you just said you watch it on TV. I don't believe that you do.
Sabalenka.
He
was asking me about Sabalenka and the big serve.
No, he wasn't.
He did.
Don't judge me. What's the Haitian Asian girl from here that's actually got back into tennis after
battling Osaka?
Naomi Osaka. Oh. There you go. I've watched her. I'm curious. I follow up on stuff.
You're not. So are those girls tough enough? I mean, are they there?
Depends. I like the screaming too.
Hey, I got to give you credit, Omar. Your take on this Dolphin team, a lot of people agree with. But I knew that before. It's I don't know the knock on
it,
the team.
It's cool if you're a finesse team, but you got to be able to
be able to run between the tackles when you need a yard and go. We're gonna run it.
January football, playoff football is completely different than what you do during the regular season, and then you wonder why you can't win in January.
You know, one thing,
it's not a surprise.
I would like to get rid of that. I think will help, especially. And I was talking to you about this before. You're right about that. Listen, third and one, we got to be a lot better. And third and one could be third and two anywhere in there. But I'm not big on Tyreek Hill just throwing these passes outside with a blocker. And one guy misses, and he's got guys chasing from the outside because he's trying to make a big play. We almost lost him for the year when he broke back outside. I don't want him used on any of that stuff.
I don't disagree with you.
I want him running and doing the things he does best, because one of his problems is he's always trying to hit a home run, and sometimes waiting to see if something breaks for you. All that pursuit from the inside comes out, and they're going to take him down however. The collar.
Absolutely.
They're going to take him. And he's a little guy. He's tough. But I want him down the field. That's where he made a difference for this team. I can do away with all the short screen stuff.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Wouldn't it be nice if you had a big physical back that can get you that third and two? Wouldn't it have been?
I understand we need a back that can do it, but I don't want to give up either one of our backs. And they just have.
I don't want to either.
To you before. The speed and those huge plays that you get from those two guys and the numbers this year.
Absolutely phenomenal, impressive. But are they going to change your identity in terms of who you are? Because both of them, I would argue, are both finesse backs. Achan, come on. He's going to get you that short yardage? No.
No,
I don't like the term finesse back because the guy's a speed guy. I just feel like you make
everybody like the whole team is soft. All right, and it's
outside
like
of Derrick Henry, who's like a bruising back. Like,
oh, there's some Josh big Jacobs. Strong backs.
Yeah.
Man, I don't like that term, man.
But I think Raheem Mostert runs really, really hard.
He does run
really
hard.
He knocks guys yards after catch. He's pretty good.
He does. Raheem outperformed Derrick Henry last year. Only problem is he does not address what your issues and concerns are in January. And until you do that, we're going to end up with the same result in January.
So the other problem with Raheem, we got to keep him fresh for the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
And when he gets going, I get it. It's easy for the coach to keep feeding him the ball. Let's get him a few more carries.
I don't think he practiced on a Wednesday majority of the season.
I wouldn't have him practice either.
I agree with you, but
that'd be on my all practice team or all day off team would be that guy right there with Teron.
I remember Kendall Lamb told me, he's like, there was a stretch where Kendall was battling, I think, a back injury, and he was like, yeah, I want to practice. They won't let me practice. They put me on the old man program. And I was like, all right, enjoy the old man program, because we need you more than we need you healthy more than we actually need you out there practicing on Wednesday.
I am really curious.
At Country Club Miami Gardens. It's true.
Don't look at me while you're saying that.
It's true.
I think it's the new NFL.
It is the new NFL.
No. The Dolphins are the only team that has a nice facility.
No, he's not talking about that part. He's talking about
how they treat players.
How they
practice. And
he's talking about that.
Yeah.
So you want a coach that berates a little more?
No. That is never going to work in the NFL anymore. It's done. Those days are over.
So what is it you want?
They just need to practice with a little bit of physicality, a little bit of toughness.
But you're not a practice every day during the season to know what they're doing?
I'm not. But I mean, and Hard Knocks showed couple. Tyreek ran one route. Mike McDaniel was like, "All right, Tyreek, we're good. Sit it down. Shut it down.
Do you need? Are you all right with? Okay.
I'm okay. I'm
that
okay with
bad
that.
Example.
Yeah, yeah. It was a bad example. Apologize. But you know,
with all guys.
Yeah.
Like, well, you might as well bring Raheem up while you're doing him too.
Yeah, Raheem only practiced once a week, which I'm fine with. Same thing with Tyreek.
He doesn't need to practice.
He doesn't. But that's part of the culture we got going on here. It's.
But it's everywhere.
It is everywhere. No question about it.
But you're saying us because the way we finished.
Yeah. You got pushed around. And teams that are physical and punch you in the mouth, they're not scared of you. They just bully you.
So I got buddies already texting me to say he's right about this, Joe. You're wrong. And does it have anything to do with the three quarterbacks we played at the end of the year? Or we just
they're monsters. Those three are monsters. And the problem is you're gonna have to go through them in the AFC, no matter what.
Not like what we just did. Not you're not gonna have one.
not right
Lamar
away.
Lamar handing off to Josh Allen, handing off to Patrick Mahomes.
That was brutal. I don't know if you could hit a worse three quarterback stretch. Maybe if Joe Burrow was around. But he's coming back too.
Those guys. No, I get everybody's gonna be healthy and a fresh start for everybody.
And the question is, did you improve your roster? Did you patch holes or did you improve your roster? Because I would look at what was done this offseason and I see a lot of hole patching.
Well, obviously, you didn't improve. I don't think anyone's going to argue that.
Yeah, nobody's
going to
argue that.
No. You improved at certain positions. No, you improved the tight end. You did. You improved the tight end.
I tell you what, that they don't even use?
They're going to use it.
I think you upgraded that linebacker.
Yeah, I agree. I think you upgraded inside linebacker. Yeah. Anthony Walker, I don't know if I would say he's an upgrade.
He just hurt, but he's productive, man.
Yeah.
Plus, he's absolutely a pace guy from your neck of the woods, man. You should be, like, rooting for that guy.
I am. Center. Now, did you upgrade over Liam Eikenberg? Yes. And I think Liam Eikenberg's probably going to be your projected starting right guard. So, you know, center. It's not Connor Williams who was reportedly.
I don't know if he's going to be a center yet. I think they're waiting to see.
Yeah, you think so? You think they're going to get this Oregon kid in the draft? Maybe. I think he's a center. I think he's absolutely a center.
Well, listen, if we went on the cheap on almost every guy.
I don't know if it's fair to say cheap, Joe.
But that's what you go by.
You went bargain shopping.
Okay, that's
it. Wasn't
cheap.
You weren't shopping at Neiman Marcus. But just because you were at JCPenney's, that doesn't mean you went cheap.
You paid. How many guys did you really pay money to?
Probably
three.
Two.
Two, three?
Two. I would say two. What you know what's very interesting about these, about what they did this offseason? Only one of them has contract money guaranteed in 2025.
Oh, no. They're trying to free this thing to get it ready for,
yeah, it's
for
a
next year.
It's
too.
A complete reset in 2025.
Because they got a lot of guys to re-sign if they're serious about that.
We'll see how they do that.
And we'll see how they play.
Yeah.
So anyway, show me. It's a show me year for some guys.
Including the GM. Show me you could actually put together a good team. I said it.
No, I'm trying to think. I think he's very safe.
He shouldn't be.
Talking about Chris Greer. All right. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We'll come back, talk more about all this stuff. We're not running and hiding. We just got business to take care of. I want to take a minute to tell you about an organization that's been really close to me for a long time, Chapman Partnership. They do so much more than just provide housing and a warm meal and a place to sleep for a little while. No. They take care of the homeless. They change lives daily in our community by going beyond shelter and providing caring support and wraparound services that offer effective cradle-to-career programs from start to finish. Boy, I'm talking about if it's mental illness, which is a big problem for the homeless, we have doctors come in and really help families get back together. And the goal after 3 to 4 months, I'd love to tell everybody this, because when I'm down there, they explain this to you. The goal is within 3 to 4 months is help them find a place to live, a good job, and in some cases, get the whole family back together. And that's the goal, man. It doesn't always happen, but I'll tell you what, great success right there. Chapman is always there to prepare and take good care of you. And one of the things that's very expensive to do, man, is to prepare and serve 3 meals a day to 800 men, women, and children at their Miami and Homestead Center. That's more than 800,000 meals annually and close to $1 million in operating costs. So Listen, here's the deal. If you can help us and join us here at WQM in March to show support to one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community, let's help support families at Chapman and help these families get a second chance. Just go online to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal to sponsor a meal and sign up to serve. Now more than ever, we need your help. Just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of Chapman Village. Thank you.
Tie game at 101. 4 seconds. Three. Get it off. Bam for three. Yes! Bam wins the game with a three. A happy ending in the Motor City.
Wow, that doesn't happen every game. That was fun last night. Bam. Actually, a little earlier than last night. 30-footer at the buzzer. Those were both calls. Jax and Eric Reed, both good stuff last night as you get one of those. And 101 game, and Bam comes down and gets the shot. They win two games against the Pistons in 3 days, which they're supposed to do. And Duncan Robinson, man, what a game. 30 points, 10 of 15 from the field, 7 of 12 on three-pointers. So good stuff. Bam had a big, fat double-double, 20 and 17 rebounds last night. And so a lot of good stuff. They got 76ers tonight. Panthers have a couple of days off here before Nashville on Thursday. And we'll see. It's weird. Panthers have lost two straight games. We don't say that very often. Anyway, hey, Omar, we've got a lot of texts coming in. You kind of got things going here with your stuff.
By telling the truth?
By telling the truth.
It's your truth, Omar.
Okay, all right.
It's just, here's the problem, because now when we got everybody in town saying the same stuff, like, oh, we got to stop, but we got to man up and be
more physical.
Well, here's a perfect text on that. Guys, to remove the video game room, the barber shop. The Chuck E. Cheese slide.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we can get serious. Isn't every other team doing that?
They want to. They, you know, it's about being team friendly. And
team has ping pong tables and stuff like that, don't they?
No, the ping pong table was taken away. So.
But all the teams have stuff like that.
They do.
You mean a barber coming, Stevie the barber coming in and cut hair and stuff? That's all normal stuff.
I mean, everybody needs a haircut. Even Mike McDaniel gets a haircut. Like,
you don't think because of the atmosphere? You
know, no, I don't think that. No, that's,
they know they're here. They got
to
win.
You need dogs. You need players. You need people who are going to bark and bite. And this team, they got a lot of.
There you
nice.
Go again on that bark and bite. I feel like I'm in a dog kennel right now.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. You know Jarvis, right?
Yeah, I know Jarvis very well.
Jarvis.
I know the good and the bad of Jarvis.
Exactly.
And at the end,
Jarvis
he wanted
like,
out. He wanted his money.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because they made him play on a broke back, and he was like the 116th highest paid wide receiver.
He got his money.
He did get his money. Eventually, you had to shake him down, but he got it from somebody else. They wouldn't pay it to him. But that's not the argument I'm making. You know you're going to have to keep Jarvis on a leash, right? Because he's going to bite you, right? He's that wild dog that's going to bite, right?
Weren't the Dolphins bad when he was on the team, too?
Yeah,
what
but
are you
he
talking
wasn't.
About?
He wasn't the problem. When was Jarvis?
But now he's the solution, huh?
I mean,
can I just
what I am saying is they need people with that mentality. Jordan Poyer has that mentality. I totally support and endorse that. I don't know about this Jordan Brooks guy. I got to figure it out.
You worried about Jordan Brooks, the linebacker, being soft?
No. I'm not saying that. I just He's got to have that.
He made 140 and like 120 tackles. Are you worried about him being a soft, soft tackling?
Seattle didn't seem like they had made.
They
saw
got
it as
Seattle
a priority.
Had some good defense. Come on,
but they didn't seem like it was a priority to re-sign him. If he was, they didn't even give him a fifth-year option. He got Austin Jackson. Look at there, Joe. So, I mean, let's not sit here and pretend like everything that the Dolphins did and every decision that they made has been phenomenal. Look at the history of this franchise.
I don't say that.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I don't think that. Actually, we wouldn't be in this in the last 20 years, 20-plus years. But I just to call everybody soft.
I
on
didn't
the
call
team.
Everybody
I know,
soft.
But when you say it, then Teron,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, You got to own it. You got to own that reputation because you are viewed as a soft team in the NFL.
Okay, so
own it.
You got a bunch of guys on the team. So how you gonna change? We got all those guys under contract coming back.
Adding guys who are dogs. Adding guys you know who will bite, not just bark.
I don't think we're addressing the elephant in the room here, and that's the fact that the other teams you keep mentioning have such better quarterback play.
You can talk about signing
Jarvis Landry and all the other nonsense you've been spewing out here the last
couple hours. Those teams were beating you without those quarterbacks because they were.
The Bills didn't beat you without Josh Allen.
The Bills have been beating.
Mahomes, didn't seem bothered by that cold.
Ending Dolphin seasons before Josh Allen.
Not like they have.
Okay. They've been ending Dolphin seasons before Josh.
But I got to tell you what, New England was the one really doing it for the
last
year.
Yeah, no, you were splitting that series.
But overall, they're the ones every year going, all right, we wrapped up everything. How do you want to treat this last game of the year?
In my 16 years, there have probably been 3 seasons where the Bills have prevented the Dolphins from going to playoffs.
But you're just like sitting there like, oh, we need Jarvis Landry.
No,
like
I said
35
you need,
years old. No, what you need is your quarterback to take another significant step forward.
No,
that's what you need.
Let me ask you about that. I'm gonna put this Jarvis thing to rest here real quick. Look at man, if you think Jarvis Landry is gonna come here as a third wheel and either play a little bit or not get targets, you think he's gonna be happy?
He's looking for.
Or is that part of just being like his toughness is like?
No, he's looking for to get his foot in the door, and I'm pretty sure Jarvis is ready and willing to earn whatever he gets.
You know, what'd be awesome. If he got beat out by Braxton Berrios and they cut Jarvis and kept Braxton.
That could very well happen because it looks like
they'd really show you if that happened.
I don't care. If you think that Braxton Berrios is a better player than Jarvis Landry, I know he is. Oh, my God.
You think
there's no.
That's my truth, Omar.
Jarvis Landry has done more in one season than Braxton Berrios has done.
I'm not talking about his career.
Huh?
Wait a sec. So you think
I would rather have Jarvis Landry sitting out a year in the NFL.
You're talking about
over
the Jarvis Landry of 22, 23, 24.
Jarvis's bad year was better than Braxton's good year.
Look, we got on Jarvis for that yards per catch 1 year, like 8 or 9 yards a catch, and everybody's giving him a hard time.
I mean, look. It sometimes is the offense. Jalen Waddle had 8 or 9 yards per catch as his for rookie year because they were so horrible as play callers and made him a slot receiver.
Somehow you got Jarvis in this show again today.
Oh, listen, it's not about Jarvis.
Are you
done?
Are you?
It's a mentality, man.
But it's the Jarvis mentality.
I absolutely no doubt about it.
Okay,
we got a good reminder on the text here, by the way. Half off pizza today.
Where?
Because the Heat won. Papa John's.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's a hell of a deal.
You use the code HEATWIN.
HEATWIN.
You didn't know about that?
No. You just run in and go, HEATWIN. Oh, yeah. Give me one of those bad boys. Damn, I'm hungry.
That's the important reason why we need them to win.
So
getting out of this play-in tournament thing. We need the pizza.
Omar, thank you.
Appreciate you, Joe.
All right, you guys have a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.